Step 4. Go for yardage. Just as in creating a vacuum, yardage is how you cooperatively engage physics. For it is physics and physics alone, dear, that has the power inherent within it to turn inside out what once was darkness and lovingly propel it home into the light. The power, the capacity, the inner velocity to be able to perform the magic of your liberation. Your greatly anticipated lightening of your load. It is in going for yardage that you ultimately maximize the potential of this exquisite gift, this new lease on life. Yardage is a term from American football. If you have ever watched an American football game, if you have not, simply follow along in your imagination as I do describe this. What does the player who is holding the ball strive to do? That is, before the current play he or she is in, it does end. They aim to achieve the maximum yardage, the maximum distance that is possible within space and time. And so they do their utmost to transport their fair football as far down the field as they possibly can before the play ends. Yes, dear, before In American football, this translates to carrying the active ball, or throwing it, as far down the field as they possibly can. Their ultimate goal is to score a touchdown. When a touchdown is achieved, this is a signal to the entire system that the ball, it has been carried its full distance. And so this play, it is complete. That is, there is no further need for this ball to be transported ever again. This ball, you do remember, was the guck that your trigger was emptying out. This ball, it represents your past. In emptying out your past, yardage, it translates as this. Emptying out as much or as little of your formerly fossilized, unprocessed past experience that is now mobilized as you possibly can before the healing window closes again. As you explore these core 6 steps and as you begin to experience in yourself the incredible lightness of being, you will know beyond a shadow of any doubting why, oh why, you will want to go for yardage. Because when you do, you empty out everything that your system can tolerate emptying out. And the prize, oh the great prize in this sacred passing, it is this. That the next time you are triggered, either you will, A, experience the sheer joy and the immense indescribable victory of there being nothing, yes, you heard me correctly, nothing left to trigger. This is the ultimate evidence that you have successfully cleared out what used to haunt you, what used to cause fear. And in fear's absence, you will remember that you are light, that you are light. B. And if you did not touch down, did not clear the trigger completely, you still will be in victory. For now you will recognize how much yardage you did truly make. The times you were triggered and you kept the lid off because the evidence it is within you. Or more aptly, it is the converse. It is what is no longer in you that really does count. It is what is no longer in you that really does count. And thus, being near to empty, you are so close, dear, to fully being in the now. Your subsequent trigger rides, for riding the release from a trigger, it is like surfing a wave. It will be oh so much easier, for there's almost nothing left for you to purge. The less there is remaining in you to be purged, the more conscious you can be. It is like not needing an anesthetic for a simple medical procedure. The more conscious you are, the more you can observe. For real-time digestion, it is now your norm. And so the awesome wonders of the healing process, the incredible wonders of giving birth to you, these are now yours. For you is the present you. You is the freedom from debilitating past filters and limitations you. You is a person your ego can barely imagine. For your ego has never ever experienced the gracious and magnificent purity of you, no, not ever before. The you whom you always have perceived that you were, it has always had a past. A little one at first, and then it grew larger. Until your past, it was more looming, more alluring, more attractive to your attention. Than was the essence of who you are, than was the essence of you. And so you mistook it for who you are. You mistook your past for who you are. Like every other somnambulistic human, that means sleepwalking, if you do not know this word. Your past, it became your self-identity. It truly became your entire perception, your misassumption of the totality of who you are, and thus inherently of who you believed for all this time that you can be. As long as you do have a past and a cruel of undigested life experience, you will always be prone, my dear, to suffer. And so recognize this now, my friend, the you of whom I do speak here. It is a brand new you. It is a brand new you.